This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
We want to hear from you. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Call or text us because we're getting into something serious. Breakfast cereals.
Right.
It doesn't get more real. Guys, we're in an election season. Let's talk about the facts. Yeah, the best breakfast cereals, they have been ranked the top 50 of them. Oh. And these weren't like nobodies that ranked them. They were several of the top chefs from around the country.
Chefs?
What?
Yes. So text in, what do you think is on this list or needs to be on this list? And I'll tell you, right off the bat, I'm seeing a ton of them come in, texted into 916-909-1065 with what is the number one breakfast cereal on here.
Okay. And
honestly, I don't know. I think it deserves to be definitely in the top three. I don't know if it should be number one, but it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Huh. What?
I forget that even exists.
Really?
Yeah.
I never really remember it.
There's nothing out there like it.
That's true. I mean, that certainly wouldn't be my number one, but I'm sure my number one is not even on the list.
Here's the only reason why I'm willing to say, like, okay, we'll make that number one. It's good dry or with milk.
Okay.
All cereal's good dry.
False.
What?
Raisin bran?
Big false.
Dry.
Yeah.
You're a lie.
I just like raisin.
Raisin bran's not even good with milk.
Then just eat a raisin, you loser.
Where did raisin bran show up on this? Raisin bran didn't even show up in the top 20.
Okay. My number one. Frosted Mini Wheats.
Frosted Mini Wheats.
Those are good.
I like them too. Mm-hmm. I can't eat them dry. It's too much. Frosted Mini Wheats showed up. Oh, boy.
No. Come on.
I'm not seeing them.
That is a travesty. Oh.
I'm not. Let me do a control F. Maybe I'm missing. No, I'm not missing them. I agree with your outrage. Frosted Mini Wheats should be in the top 20 at least.
It's so crunchy and delicious.
Yeah. Okay.
Another one that I feel like you can't miss with, especially put a little sugar on top. Rice Krispies
is good, but not cereal form to make treat.
Rice Krispies came in at number 16 on this list.
Oh, wow. Okay, you have trash cereal taste.
you kind of do. Thing to
I
make.
Mean, you have to, if you have to add stuff to it, then I think number two on the list is my personal. I think this should be number one.
What
go ahead. No, what are you going to say?
I was going to say my favorites.
I
Fruit Loops.
Okay, well, Fruit Loops showed up on here. Where did I see it? Number 5.
Ah, see?
You gotta be kidding
me. I got good taste.
I don't think Fruit Loops are very good either.
They're not good.
What I would pick probably is just like the all-time favorite breakfast cereal. Honey Nut Cheerios came in at number 2. It is basic, but there's a reason why it's basic. Peanut butter and jelly's basic too because it's a perfect sandwich. A Honey Nut Cheerio is a perfect meal.
I would prefer honeycombs over Honey Nut Cheerios. Honeycombs,
same.
Fire.
Yeah, same. Honeycomb. Have you ever had Cookie Crisp?
Cookie Crisp is my favorite with the wolf. Ooh, yeah. Cookie Crisp.
People,
so good.
If your mascot is an animal that seems to be on cocaine, you should not be eating that cereal. A lot of people say Frosted Mini Wheats are trash.
Oh, boy.
I swear to God, I will get fined by the FCC. I don't even care. Come at me.
One person texted in what is number 3 on this list, which I thought was so random. How could it be number 3? But a wake-up call listener texted in Captain Crunch Berries. Mm. Not Captain Crunch, the Captain Crunch Berries.
You know, my daughter's been eating that, and every once in a while when she's not looking, I will take... Well, I always tell her 1 spoonful. It's really 3. And they're pretty good. And they're like, once they get a little soggy, they get even better.
One thing that makes me mad about this, and shame on these chefs that made this top 50 list of the best cereals of all time. There's nothing healthy on here.
Are you hearing this?
Hold on a second.
Yeah, right.
There are some healthy cereals out there, or at least they that are marketed as healthy, that are spectacular. Honey Bunches of Oats is a solid cereal. Sorry there's no cocaine wolf on the box, but it is a great cereal. Smart Balance is also
Gavin, don't. Okay. You're going to get added.
What's going on?
Smart Balance cereal?
Okay,
are you
here's
kidding
the thing.
Me?
It has to be something that you could also enjoy as a kid.
Yeah.
Honey Bunches of Oats could be enjoyed as a kid. Smart Balance?
You were talking about Raisin Bran.
No, I didn't. Pay attention, dum-dum. It was him. Yeah.
It has the word bran in it.
Okay. It tastes like an oatmeal raisin cookie.
No, it doesn't. It tastes like medicine so that you have regular bowel movements.
You're the one that says Smart Balance cereal is good.
Yeah, that's
it is
so embarrassing.
Good. Well, I'm going to flip
so
a table.
Good source of fiber.
Anyway.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
A wise man once said, a test of knowledge is trivia. Well, let's see about that. It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
A test of knowledge is trivia.
Yep.
I've never heard that.
Okay.
That's because I just made it up.
No.
Yeah, but a wise man did once say it.
But you do consider yourself wise.
Let's talk to Keanu. Keanu, are you there?
I am. It's Keono.
Keono.
Kevin,
ooh, I love
on.
That.
I spelled it right.
You technically did, but there's just vowels are tricky. All right, Keona, welcome to the show. And we've got 5 questions here based on news and pop culture. The jackpot is up to $140, and you face off against Katie. We see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. She's going to leave the studio. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right. Brought to you by Garden of Eden Restaurants with delicious farm-to-fork organic food. Go in for lunch or dinner today. Here we go. Question 1, Keono. Vaping is becoming less popular as people are learning the harmful health effects, but there is hope. Donald Trump met with the vaping lobby yesterday and then vowed to save vaping in America. So that's great. True or false, vaping doesn't actually produce water vapor?
False.
Okay. Question 2, the show Friends is celebrating its 30th anniversary, and HBO Max is celebrating that by making a Friends game show. It'll be called Fast Friends, where pairs of friends compete on Friends trivia for money. On the show, Ross adopted a monkey named what?
Oh, my God. I don't watch that show.
Oh.
So,
I don't know.
So you're passing? Okay. All right. Listen, we don't need to be combative. Okay. Question three. I Know What You Did Last Summer came out 27 years ago and was one of the biggest horror films of the 90s, and it is coming back. Freddie Prinze Jr. officially agreed to be in it, and Jennifer Love Hewitt is close to being in it as well. Name one of the other two stars from the original.
What's the movie?
I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
John, I'm 28. I was 1 year old when it came out. John, yeah. I don't know.
John, all right. Question four. There is a Broadway production coming soon called All In, and it may have one of the most impressive casts ever. Jimmy Fallon, Lin-Manuel Miranda, John Mulaney, and others will star in the comedy, which opens in January. Which of the following is not a Broadway theater in New York? The Gershwin, the Hudson, or the Orpheum?
Orpheum.
Okay. And question five, there is a report out there that Diddy once sold a video of one of his illegal freak-off parties on the dark web. In the video, it allegedly showed Nicki Minaj, Justin Bieber, Chris Brown, and Rihanna all in attendance. If he sold it for $500 million, but had to pay somebody 25% of that to sell it on the dark web, what did that person make?
$375 million.
All righty, Kevin. Please bring Katie back into the studio. Keona, what do you do for a living?
I'm a truck driver.
You're a truck driver. I love that. Are you new to listening to the show?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Oh, how long have you listened?
Oh, for a long time.
Oh, I love that.
Every morning. It keeps me going.
But this is the first time you've ever called or played Are You Smarter Than Katie, right?
Yeah, and I was so shocked when Kevin told me I was like the person I was gonna play. I'm like, oh my God, I just woke up.
Are you driving your truck right now?
No, I'm in my car at the gas station pump.
Oh, okay. All right. Love that. All right. I'm gonna put you on hold now. Katie, are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. Vaping is actually going down in popularity by a lot because people are discovering that it's not good for you. But there's hope.
Hope for what?
For vaping.
Oh, thank God.
Donald Trump met with the vaping lobby yesterday and then left the meeting vowing to save vaping for America. So that's great. True or false, vaping doesn't actually produce water vapor.
Probably true.
That is correct. It does not produce water vapor. It's a chemical aerosol that it produces.
Wow, that seems so much worse.
Question two. The show Friends is celebrating its 30th anniversary, and HBO Max is going to have a Friends game show.
Okay.
It's going to be called Fast Friends, where pairs of friends compete on Friends trivia for money. On the show, Ross adopted a monkey named what? 3 seconds. Three, two.
Marcel.
It was Marcel the monkey. That is correct. Good job. Question two. I Know What You Did Last Summer came out 27 years ago.
Okay.
Let that sink in. It was one of the biggest horror films of the 90s. Well, it's coming back. They're making another one. Freddie Prinze Jr. officially agreed to be in it.
Well, no kidding. What else does he have to do right now?
He actually does a lot of stuff.
Like what?
He produces a lot of stuff. He does. He has a very thick voice acting career, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Jennifer Love Hewitt is also close to signing a deal coming back as well.
I get asked the same thing about her.
No, that one I'm not so sure of.
I think she does Hallmark movies.
Name one of the other two stars of the original.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Yes. Do you know who the other one was?
Nev Campbell?
Ryan Phillippe.
Oh, that's right.
Nev Campbell was Scream.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay.
And she's returned as well for all the new Scream movies. Question four. There's a Broadway production coming soon for a show called All In that may have one of the most impressive casts ever.
Okay.
It's going to star Jimmy Fallon, Lin-Manuel Miranda, John Mulaney, and many more. Like, Fred Armisen's going to be in it, David Cross.
So it's a play, not a musical?
It is a play. It's comedy. Okay. Yeah. It opens in January. Which of the following is not a Broadway theater in New York?
Okay.
The Gershwin, the Hudson, or the Orpheum?
The Hudson.
No, that was the easy one because it's Hudson. Hudson River?
Why was that be easy?
Because of the Hudson River.
Okay, I would think that they wouldn't name it that because of the Hudson River.
Two on the nose.
Right.
Yeah. No, the Orpheum. That's in San Francisco.
Okay, I knew it was real.
Question five. There is a report out there. This story's wild. I don't know how true it is, but it's wild. But there's a report out there that Diddy once sold a video of one of his freak-off parties on the dark web. Ugh. And in the video, it allegedly shows Nicki Minaj, Justin Bieber, Rihanna, and Chris Brown in attendance. Not necessarily doing anything illegal, but they're at the party.
While
illegal things are going on. Okay?
Okay.
Supposedly, he sold it for $500 million on the dark web. But if he had to pay somebody 25% to sell it on the dark web for him, how much did that person make?
$500 million and then 25% of that.
That is correct.
Oh!
Oh, she stopped writing things down.
Oh, boy.
I was going to say something.
What were you going to say?
$175
million. Okay. Well, your wild guess was actually pretty close.
Was it?
Yeah, $125 million okay. Was the right answer. Keona, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
Final score. You got one. Katie got three.
Ooh.
Katie wins.
You're tough.
It's all right. They were a little hard today. We're going to have $20 of the jackpot tomorrow. What is it that you want to tell us, Keona?
I am not smarter than Katie.
No, not today.
Not today.
Not today.
But you had fun. And we're so glad to finally talk to you after all these years.
Right. And we love your name.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF, and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues, and now we have the most amazing little Morgan, and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
First date was great. Then radio silence. What's going on here? It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
Second date update time on the Wake Up Call. We're talking to George this morning. Good morning, George.
Good morning. What's good?
Great question. Not your love life, apparently, because you're on the second date update. You went on a date with a girl named Sophie, and she's obviously giving you the cold shoulder, not getting a second date out of that. Okay, so let's talk about the date itself. What'd you guys do?
We went to dinner, and I paid for everything. I did everything just kind of like by the books. I think she's very beautiful. I didn't say anything weird. You know, we just had a good conversation that night. No red flags or anything from her. And I don't think I, again, did anything strange. And basically after that night, she will respond to like texts here and there, but they're very like short responses, and she basically won't commit to having a second date, even when I'm kind of inquiring about like, hey, when are we going to hang out again? We had a good time, didn't we?
So it's almost like she's just replying to be polite.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have her on hold. We're going to talk to her. You'll be able to hear it. We won't be able to hear you. And we'll get to the bottom of her explanation. We'll figure it all out. Then we're going to conference you guys together, and we'll see if we can broker a deal to get you a second date or not. Maybe we understand where she's coming from, okay?
Okay.
George now on hold. Let's pick up Sophie. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning.
Hi, it's Gavin, and that's Katie, and we're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment we do called the Second Date Update, and we just got done talking to George about the date that you guys went on, and he says that you're still responding. You haven't full-on ghosted him, but you're not committing to a second date, and he would really like a second date. So is there a reason why you're not doing that?
Yeah. You know, when we went on the date, it was good, liked him. But then at one point he had his phone up on the table and got a Hinge notification. And instead of, you know, not looking at it, ignoring it, whatever, I saw him, you know, pick up his phone and kind of click the notification, look at the profile, go through a couple photos, like while I was talking.
And he did it right in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, he was like kind of being subtle about it, but like obviously I could see what he was doing.
What? First of all, personally, I think even having your phone on a table is kind of sending a signal. I think it's kind of rude.
Okay.
But all right, let's pick up. We got to talk some sense into George. George.
Yo.
Dude, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
You're already looking for the next monkey bar while you're firmly hanging on to one?
That is not what I was doing. I promise you. I think I just had my notifications on and I was kind of fumbling with it, and I was trying to make sure that it wouldn't bother us anymore during the date. Are you telling me that that's the only reason why you're not like you're totally ghosting me? I apologize.
No, it's not like a no big deal reason. It is pretty inconsiderate.
Okay. I mean, well, let me make it up to you by taking you on another date, and I won't take my phone out.
That's the level of respect that you're going to show me on a first date. Like, why would I ever want to go on another date with you?
Well, okay, can I ask a question, Sophie? Is it more about the inconsiderateness of him doing it right in front of you, or is there, and there's no wrong answer here, or is a little bit of a ego blow when, like, you see somebody while you're on a date already looking for another date or thinking about another date with somebody else?
I wasn't doing that.
Yeah, I think it's, like, obviously hurtful that that's happening, but he's allowed to date other people, right? Like, we're on the apps, we're not exclusive, that's fine. But to not even, I don't know, wait to go look in the bathroom,
right.
Like, be doing it at the table, like, you cannot look at your phone for the 2 hours we're on a date.
If that's your answer, then if he is saying, that's not what I was doing, whether that's a lie or not, if he promises not to do it anymore, why not go on a second date?
I don't know. It just really kind of soured me to the whole thing.
Yeah,
and I just
see,
don't think I'm interested anymore.
That's the thing. Like, now it's like a thing.
Yeah.
So now it's like, okay, if he does have to take his phone out to just check the time, now he has to always be like,
well,
I'm just checking the time.
Don't check the time. You're on a date.
It just feels like it's a thing now.
George, I tried.
I know. Sophie, I'll keep trying. If you keep writing me back, that... Okay.
I don't think you should do that.
She's
pretty much saying flat out, no, it's okay. We can just go our separate ways. You don't want to be a gnat. You know? Okay. So that was the second date update. George not getting a second date. Thank you very much, guys. It's the wake
Good
up
luck
call.
Out there.
106.5 The End. And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So
yes, I am.
This would be a great day to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp, and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say, like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's
it
for sure.
It sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Question. What is going on with bears? Seriously? Something's going on with bears. Katie has a news story about two fellas that found a bear and then took them on a little adventure. Do I have that right?
Yeah. These two men came upon a black bear cub.
Okay. Adorable.
Right. And they said, oh my God, free black bear club.
Uh-huh.
Cub. And so
a black bear club is a very different thing.
So they picked up the bear.
Right.
Okay. As you do. And put him in the back of their van.
Okay.
Well, it gets worse.
Oh no.
They thought probably the best place we should take this bear.
Yeah.
Is Taco Bell.
What?
That's fun.
So they drive to Taco Bell. They buy themselves food.
Sure.
And then they buy the bear food.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say that I've never looked at a bear's face and thought that bear could use a Crunchwrap Supreme.
Well, he had several tacos.
Several? Okay.
Eventually, the police, I think that the Taco Bell might have been like, your friend looks weird. I know we're Taco Bell, but even we've got standards. And so they notified the police. They did end up finding them. Not the first bear to really be into Taco Bell. Earlier in the year, a bear stole $50 of Taco Bell off a Florida family's front porch.
What?
Yeah. It was delivered by Uber Eats, and the bear was like, mm-mm.
What's going on, though, with bears and Taco Bell?
Doesn't it seem like, as much as we love bears, they're kind of dumb and have immature palates?
Absolutely.
Okay. So here's the craziest part of this story. The first story.
Okay.
This happened in Canada.
Why is that crazy? I think that's where all the bears live.
I understand that. But first of all, this doesn't feel like Canadian behavior.
I agree with that.
Second, you're not surprised to hear that Taco Bell's in Canada?
I agree with that too.
Okay.
I never thought about it, but right. Yeah. But Taco Bell's a completely different beast.
Yeah, now don't get me wrong. Somebody wanted to give me Taco Bell right now.
Oof.
I'd absolutely eat it. I'd shove it in my face.
I can get down on Taco Bell morning, noon, or night. Doesn't
right,
matter.
Right.
Maybe I'm part bear.
Listen, if anybody was going to guess if you're a bear, the answer is yes.
If you're just joining us, there's two stories in the news of bears eating Taco Bell.
Yeah.
Is this a missed opportunity for marketing on Taco Bell?
Okay, get rid of the chihuahua, bring in the bear.
Oh, they got rid of the chihuahua a long time ago.
Okay.
Now they seem to be primarily focused on stoners eating around video games in the dark.
And like,
most of the commercials I see seem to be just people in dark rooms lit by a TV screen.
Okay, and these Canadian men, surely this is high business.
You think?
Yeah.
That would also surprise me about Canada.
Really? I feel like they're very 420 friendly.
I'm sure they're 420 friendly.
Their flag basically looks like weed.
That's a great point. Okay. All right, that's
looks
a good
like
point.
A marijuana leaf. sure, it's a maple leaf.
I'm you know me.
I do.
I'm Mr. Corporate.
Oh.
Okay. And I'm just looking out for Big Taco Bell.
Yeah, finally somebody's gonna.
And if I had the CEO of Taco Bell in front of me, mm-hmm. I would say hola.
Yeah, right.
And then I would say, we're missing a whole demographic here.
Yeah.
We should be marketing and advertising to bears.
And we are still talking about the animal, yes?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. And we should be reaching out into their communities. And you know, do they have money? Not yet.
Okay. See,
I'm forward thinking.
Here's the thing. You're not making sense. Capitalism's still a thing. Here's what we do. We get a black bear to be their mascot, but we still tie in.
Are we still talking about the animal? How many times can we make the same joke?
Okay. But we still tie in the stoners playing video games in the basement. And what we do is we put a black bear in a shirt that's a little too short for him, some cargo shorts. We put him on a couch and dim the lights. Maybe there's a neon sign somewhere, I don't know, that says think outside the bun, think outside the bear.
Right.
And put a controller in his hand.
I love that.
Yeah.
And he says, friend, they're playing there. And then the friend beats him in something and the bear goes, and he goes, listen, all's fair. That was a touchdown. Are you hungry? I want some Taco Bell. And the bear goes,
me too, friend.
Right. Yeah. The subtitles. Yeah.
Thank you.
Katie,
I have to think of everything.
That was a brilliant piece of marketing. If you want Katie to do the marketing for your company,
please email me.
Email her, katie@endonline.com.
Yep.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
On this show, we have always brought you the news. That's why you come here. We have always... We steadfastly, tirelessly scour the internet to make sure that you are understanding what is worthy of understanding. And we've been shouting it from the rooftops for a very, very long time. They're painting dogs and trying to pass them off as pandas in China.
Yeah.
We have been I checked this morning. I went back into the archives. We're not going to play the audio because there's a guy on there that we don't like anymore. But we've been talking about that on this show
for
7 years.
Since this show was on a different channel.
Right. But
now, I do want to say this. When we heard about it the first time many years ago, you and I seemed pretty on board with it.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
You don't know where I stand now. Here's what happened now.
A zoo in China is under fire after guests discovered that its newest star attractions, two pandas, are actually just painted dogs. Yeah. The fluffy Chow Chow dogs, painted to resemble the country's beloved national animal, went viral after a guest at the zoo posted a video on TikTok. The video has been shared more than 1.4 million times. Visitors say they realized the pups were in fact not pandas when they started panting and barking.
Can you imagine?
Mommy, that panda sounds like a dog.
Here's what I don't understand is these people are like, is that bear barking. Do you know how big a panda is compared to a dog?
Right.
I just watched a panda attack its zookeeper. Okay?
Pandas do that?
This one did.
You sure it wasn't a dog?
No, I'm sure.
This was a real panda.
A real panda.
And it attacked us.
Yeah, the guy or gal was fine, but like that panda was on top of him.
Really?
Yes. The panda's almost bigger than a human.
Oh, yeah, they're bears.
In height.
Yeah, they're bears.
Right. So if you are seeing something that is the size of a dog, unless you've been tricked into thinking that it's a baby panda.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Like, come on, guys.
Now, here's where I stand on this.
Okay.
And it's going to be exactly where I stood years and years and years ago when we first brought this up.
Okay.
This is a missed opportunity.
Now,
the zoo's coming under. Yeah, don't try to trick people.
Don't try to trick people.
Okay, I think we also did a report not that long ago that another zoo in China was trying to pass dogs off as lions, too. Something like that. There's a lot of trickery going on in zoos and panda. Buyer beware.
Okay.
I'm saying, why aren't we painting dogs to look like other animals?
Like our dogs that we have at home.
Yeah. Why not?
Well,
I have a corgi. If I painted him orange, he could easily be a fox with no tail. If you have a chow chow, paint it black and white.
I would like to see that. I'd like to pet that.
Sure.
It seems wasted behind the bars of a zoo.
Of a zoo, right. Just think of the possibilities. You've got one of those, like, you know, disgusting dogs that are really tall and lean. Paint it like a giraffe.
Yeah.
Hilarious. We're not going to, I don't know, maybe it's easier to trick people in China. We're Americans.
Well, they do seem
to be. We know what a panda is.
They seem to be tricked either way, because I feel like it was China where there was a real bear that kept standing on its back legs and people kept saying, that is a human in
a bear costume. Right.
So.
Which in that case, it was not.
It was not.
It was a real bear.
It was a real bear.
And when they do stand up on their hind legs, and when they do, their skin folds and makes it look like a bear suit.
Yeah.
Okay, different.
So, but my point is, they're getting tricked either way.
That's the problem with a communist country.
Right.
You can't trust anything in zoos. So listen, if you're an animal rights person and you're going to try to cancel me, I'm just saying, you don't hurt the dogs, but let's just paint them up. Let's make them look like other animals.
And think about the pets and the loves they'll get from that.
You've
to
got,
make up for
right. You've
whatever
got two dogs.
They had to go through to get painted.
Your one dog looks like a handsome little devil.
Yeah, he does.
The other one is
looks monstrous.
Pretty gross.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's not to say gross.
What would you make the gross one?
Well, he looks a lot like an Ewok.
Yes. He looks like if you were to crush out a cigar, that part you crushed out, that's what the dog's face looks like.
What would I make him look like?
Because that's just branding, and you might get more luck with passing him off on people.
If I say he's what?
If you say he is.
I don't know why people can't still be excited to see him.
Well, he looks like that. He smells, and he also wears
a
diaper now.
He doesn't smell.
And he does wear a diaper.
He does
wear a diaper. So you do think that he has pee on him, at least.
I guess a baby.
That's the only thing people, because I mean, go, oh, okay.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
It is time for us to play the iconic wake up call game, Tuctionary. Ah, this game is so much fun. Katie, explain the rules to everybody.
Well, it's Pictionary cards, but if we drew something, you guys couldn't see it. So we are going to explain the words that are on the cards. Now, there are five words on each card. You could skip around, but you can't go on to a second card until you've gotten all five on the first one.
And we are going to play with Evelie first. Good morning, Evelie.
Good morning.
You chose Katie as your teammate. Mm. So we've got 30 seconds on the clock, and she's got a Pictionary card in front of her that she will describe. Are you ready to play, Evelie?
Yep.
All right, and then we're going to meet your opponent next. 30 seconds starts now.
Okay. Jesus was a what?
Christian.
No, but like his job.
I don't know.
He built stuff?
He's a... built stuff. Jesus.
All right. You know what? Cool. Pass. Okay. The opposite of wet.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
The opposite of wet.
Where? When?
Wet? Like water makes you wet.
Oh, wow.
I am you not got a big happy.
Goose egg. That is a goose egg feel, right
okay,
there.
Okay, so first of all, Jesus was a carpenter.
You didn't know that either, Kevin?
No, I knew that.
Okay, and I was saying wet.
Right.
Like water is wet.
Wet. She heard
wet. I thought you said what. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, I could tell.
That was almost a little Abbott Costello routine. Wet. Wet, wet, huh?
Right. I said Jesus was. What was Jesus's job? And she said Jesus.
Jesus. All right. Emily's now on hold. Now let's meet Shelly. Good morning, Shelly.
Good morning.
All right. Calling all the way from Marysville, and you chose Kevin, or maybe Kevin was all that was left.
Well, and, good for you, though.
right now, it's looking that way.
30 seconds on the clock. Are you ready to play, Shelly?
Yes.
Kevin, you ready?
Yes.
Hit it.
Okay, this is an animal that likes to eat bananas and lives in trees.
A monkey.
Yes. You set this up during the holidays in your living room. With lights.
Christmas tree.
Yes. Wow. And then the opposite of a pedicure.
Manicure.
Yes. And then, if you get, if you lose your job, the management like tells you you need to go. What does that?
You're fired.
Okay. Yes. But if you have like a whole group
terminated.
What was the word?
Firing squad.
Oh, firing squad.
Wow. I think that's not fair.
You didn't want to mention guns
right,
or
lining people up.
Yeah. Nothing there, huh?
I didn't know what a firing squad was.
That's a big problem.
Hey, we got three.
That's all right. Okay. So, Shelly, we're now going to put you back on hold, and then let's go back to Evelie. Evelie, did you dust yourself off?
Yes, I tried to.
Okay, good. Have you tried praying to Jesus? Okay. Let's get you at least on the board, okay? They have three points. Let's get you at least to four. What do you say?
Sounds good to me.
All right, here we go. 30 seconds. Tickets to see Khalid at the venue at Thunder Valley up for grabs. 30 seconds starts now.
The closest big city to us. The Bay Area.
San Francisco.
Yes. Okay. If you want somebody to ponder something, say you'd say just blank about it.
Just think about it.
Yes. Okay. The opposite of far.
Near.
Yes. The opposite of right side up.
Left side down.
No. Right side up.
You know that popular expression, left side down. Upside down.
Emily, you're very funny.
I love
the
that.
The opposite of right side up is upside down. You know, my favorite dessert is a left side down cake. All right. Listen, you tied, though. You tied, so that's the good news.
As long as Kevin performs as badly as you did the first time.
Oh, my God.
Go on.
All right, Shelly, you only need to get one to win, all right?
This could be easy.
Shelly, are you there?
Yes.
All right, here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. Kevin, are you ready?
Yes.
Hit it.
Opposite of girl.
Boy.
Yes.
Is that it?
Oh,
wow.
First one
on my card. Wow. Unbelievable. Wow. Well, listen, he doesn't pick the card.
I know that.
The card picks him.
Right.
Shelly, congratulations. You got yourself a pair of tickets to see Khalid at the venue on October 5th. Tickets still available, and that should be a great show. When you go, take pictures, do some gambling, tag us in all the pictures. Actually, you can't take pictures in the casino, but you know what I mean.
Yes, you can. You always think about it.
Is that true? Can you take pictures,
you
Kevin?
You can, but not around the tables.
Not around the tables. Got it. Okay. Stay on hold. We got to get your information, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got it through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.